Olé, olé, it's go time!
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. The show will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Welcome to Dave's Disney View podcast, provided on our own version of the information highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold onto the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. Dave's Disney View is a look at the Walt Disney World Resort and sometimes beyond, as seen through the eyes of Dave, a frequent visitor, a one-time cast member, and an engineer who simply enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. Now, please keep your party together and put on your virtual mouse ears. And by all means, enjoy the show.
Hey everyone, it's Dave again. How is everybody doing? Well, as I was on my recent trip out at the Walt Disney World Resort, I got to go around a little bit on a couple of attractions, and I wanted to share with you a little bit of audio from some of those attractions that I didn't get to on the last couple of podcasts. So here's going around on the Land Pavilion, the Living with the Land ride. Thought it was kind of fun to kind of sit down and ride through this one. Hadn't been on it in a while, and it was really pretty neat.
Of the relentless sun. By using natural predators like ladybugs and wasps to control pests. In Japan, we're learning that by adding composted leaves and other plant material to our soil, we can reduce the need for fertilizers. In farmlands across America, we're learning that by plowing under vegetation containing natural fertilizers, we can enrich the soil without the use of
Thank you. System on your integrates hydroponics and aquaculture. The fish provide a source of natural fertilizer for the plants, and the plants help keep the water clean for the fish. It's another great way to produce more while using less resources. In our lab, Epcot scientists are working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture on a number of innovative projects. The goal of these efforts is to produce higher yielding and better quality plants.
I also got a chance to check out Captain EO while I was there, as I walked along by the Imagination Pavilion. So come along and check out a little bit of Captain EO. Seen it, of course, since it closed, and I remember seeing it the year it opened and many times in between, and I always thought it was pretty good, you know, pretty well done, well thought out, and always enjoyed it, found it entertaining, and then at some point after Michael Jackson died, I went back and I watched it on YouTube. You can find the whole video on YouTube, and I watched it, and I watched the video, and I was thinking, yeah, it's just all right, there's nothing really special about this, and the production quality wasn't that great, and not in 3D, it loses something. So I go in, and in the pre-show area, they're showing like a making of it, and they're showing like all the production quality they went into, and all the things they did, and they're talking about it. It's like old video from it. Very, very well thought out the way they, you know, spliced it together without like overdoing it. And then you go in the theater, and the host cast member stands up and says, you know, we're taking it back to 1986, so it's like 25 years before, right? And we're gonna restart this. We're gonna restart the show. And they tell you they've added in all the original theatrical effects. And you know, they weren't kidding. The seats are moving. There's a lot of things going on in the theater. And some of them I don't even remember them doing. It's kind of like you're on an airplane and bouncing around through a little turbulence. It's very clever. And it's, you know, all appropriate to the scene you're in. Very well, well done. I really enjoyed it. But that was really good and very entertaining. And that's the end of my podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it.
From all of us, thanks for taking a listen to the podcast today. If you're standing, please hold onto the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the show stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your personal belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand. As this concludes our journey, we hope that you enjoyed the show and that you drive home safely. Our thanks go to Doug at geekacres.net for his contributions to the show, and also to Craig for the original music you hear on the show. You can find Craig's music over at reverbnation.com/sound A. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the show, please feel free to contact Dave at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Show notes and links to other great content on the web can be found at disneypodcast.net. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a podcaster will follow you home.